Hello everyone, this is Vidyapati Purushottaman broadcasting from China. Join us on a captivating journey through the complexities, nuances and strategic implications of China's evolving role in the global landscape. So tune in, engage your mind and embark on an enlightening exploration of China. Welcome to China News Analysis Daily Podcast, where understanding China is just the beginning. Apple inaugurated its largest retail store on the Chinese mainland in Shanghai. It is situated in Qing'an Si Square, Shanghai's central business district. It marks the 8th store in the city and the company's 2nd largest globally. With over 150 employees fluent in multiple languages such as English, Japanese and Spanish, the flagship store aims to cater to diverse customers. Diana Chow, Market Director for East China, emphasized Apple's appreciation for Chinese customers, highlighting the country's bustling retail scenes. Additionally, Apple hosted a session with Chinese suppliers such as BYD and Lens Technology, showcasing advancement in smart and green manufacturing. This expansion underscores Apple's commitment to the Chinese market, reinforcing its retail presence and engagement with local stakeholders. On the other side, Chinese Vice Premier Liu Guoqiong stressed the importance of boosting scientific and technological innovation in agriculture. He emphasized the importance of improving agricultural irrigation, raising grain production and guaranteeing food security. While visiting Northwest universities and a high-tech agricultural industrial demonstration zone, Liu saw crop breeding, water conservation, and agricultural manufacturing developments. In order to further agricultural modernization, he emphasized the need of innovation platforms and urged the strategic developments of agricultural science and technology. Liu wanted to advance China's agricultural science and technology self-reliance by highlighting innovation synergies and successes in essential areas. He also looked over initiatives involving ecological restoration and river management, which demonstrated a thorough commitment to sustainable agriculture. In politics, during the 12th China-UK Leadership Forum, Wang Huning, chairman of the National Committee of the Chinese People Political Conservative Conference, met with a UK parliamentary delegation from the Conservative Party and the Labour Party. Wang emphasized Chinese commitment to high-quality development and its significance in bilateral relations with the UK, encouraging United Kingdom enterprises to invest in China. He pledged to strengthen exchanges with United Kingdom parties to enhance mutual understanding and cooperation. David Lidington, president of the Great Britain China Center, acknowledged the delegation's increased understanding of China's development and expressed readiness to promote further exchanges and cooperation between the two countries. The meeting reflects efforts to foster a conducive environment for bilateral ties and underscores the importance of cross-party dialogue in enhancing China-United Kingdom relations. On the other side of the politics, China strongly opposes United States' involvement in the China-India boundary issue, denouncing it as interference. Chinese Foreign Minister spokesperson Lin Jian emphasized China's sovereignty over Arunachal Pradesh, dismissing United States' recognition as its Indian territory. Lin reiterated that the China-India boundary remains undelimited and asserted Jiangnan as Chinese territory. He emphasized that this bilateral matter concerns only China and India, rejecting any relevance to the US. Lin criticized the US for exploiting global conflicts for its geopolitical agendas. The statement reflects China's firm stance against external interference in regional disputes and underscores its commitment to resolving issues through direct negotiations between involved parties. British economist John Rawls emphasized the importance of considering people's well-being as a critical measure of a political system's success, stating that the only person who knows whether the shoe fits or not is the person wearing it. Speaking at the Third International Forum on Democracy in Beijing, Rose highlighted China's people-centered development approach, focusing on tangible improvements in areas like healthcare and life expectancy. He criticized the Western political model for overlooking essential human needs such as access to food while prioritizing trivial concerns like social media access. Rose attributed this disparity to the influence of money in Western electoral systems, where elections are influenced by financial interests, leading to governance greed in favor of the wealthy minority. He described this situation, particularly in the United States. Rose's remarks underscores the necessity of prioritizing human welfare and addressing systematic inequalities in political systems globally. That is all for today. Stay tuned with more updates with the LinkedIn newsletter of China News Analysis Daily. Check out the link that is provided in the description of this podcast for you to know more about China. Stay tuned. Until then, this is Vidyapati Purushottaman, broadcasting from China.